Listener Ann Duval wrote, "Thank you for the 24/7 classical station WHQR HD2, which I enjoy on my computer. When in the kitchen, we listen to WHQR for news and classical music. On Sundays, we especially enjoy the program With Heart and Voice." Listener Robert wrote, "February is coming soon. Please ask all your on-air people to pronounce it correctly. If they don't do this, I will have to change stations for the month, and I really don't want to do this." Listener Marta wrote, "I've enclosed a check for a membership donation. I missed the pledge drive this past fall as I was working like a maniac on a television pilot. It was all-consuming. I'm home for the holiday season now and am spending time catching up with all other areas of life, friends, family, life at home, and my treasured membership with WHQR. I love and enjoy the culture and vibrant life of this fabled station, and I'm proud to be a supporter. Keep up the good work. Wilmington and area would be dead silence without WHQR. You know it, I know it too. There would be a cultural void which could never be replaced."
Yeah, this is John Jewell. I just can't understand how WHQR could not have anything at all on air on Wednesday afternoon about a gas leak that basically shuts down the major thoroughfare, major artery going through the southern part of Wilmington. College Road is closed because of a gas leak, and I have no idea that this is happening, and where it's unable to make any plans. I rely on you guys to provide me with news. This is huge news for the local area. You screwed up. You got to get your act together.
Mr. Jewell is incorrect that WHQR did, quote, not have anything at all on the air, unquote, on Wednesday. We covered the situation throughout All Things Considered, normally the end of our local news day at 6 p.m. His call came in at 6:24 on Wednesday, about 10 minutes after the end of the lockdown at Cape Fear Academy. Here are some more comments taken from our listener survey. Here's what you like. Bradford wrote, "WHQR reminds me of the college I went to. The conservative students thought it was too liberal. The liberal students thought it was too conservative, which means it was a good mix. I feel much the same way about WHQR. It walks a fine line." David wrote, "The quality of my life and the greater Wilmington community would be severely damaged without it. And thank you for the candidate forums." Richard wrote, "Your on-air talent is superb, and this is coming from a former radio sound engineer from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. As we say, they really know their onions. Your transmitter signal here in the Southport area is super great. I can usually hold it until well past Myrtle Beach." Here's what you don't like in our survey. Mebin wrote, "The complainers. Get a life." Donna wrote, "Too much boring classical music, and I'm a classical music lover. Too much predictable blah music on smooth landing." Jim wrote, "Too much dirty laundry, i.e. news. BBC should be a program like Echoes or All Night New Age Music so my mind could flow downstream. In other words, no more BBC. Here are some ways listeners would improve the station. Lisa, there's a whole youth market that isn't being fully captured that would enliven the station with more variety, if the older listeners would allow. Elizabeth, more depth in the local news. Patty, bring back Hearts of Space and I Love Fiona, but at the old time Friday at 7 p.m. instead of the weird stories." And finally, some other comments from the survey. Lawrence said, "The station has improved significantly and keep it up." William, "I really appreciate the local outreach and support WHQR provides to our area." Brandy, "WHQR is the only radio station that I listen to regularly since moving to Wilmington 2 years ago. I've always been an NPR listener and have had opportunities to listen in many other cities. While I don't love all of WHQR's programming, they do a great job of making sure there's something for everyone." We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. We had intended to close the listener survey earlier, but the website says December 31st, so you can go to whqr.org and fill one out. You can also send an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.